Hey, welcome. Welcome back, everybody. I am so happy to be here with you today. This is Stuart Howe. I'd like to welcome you to Republic Broadcasting and my little show here, the White Rose Resistance Hour. I'm glad you could make it, whether you're listening live or whether you're listening to the rebroadcast, wherever you are, whether it's afternoon, evening, or morning. I'm glad you're here, and I'm honored to be here myself. So if you're not familiar with the White Rose was a group of students, basically, Hans and Sophie Scholl and a couple of their friends in Germany, and they stood up to Hitler. They were not a military resistance. They were an intellectual resistance. And Hans and Sophie and some of their friends in 1942 wrote a batch, I believe, six leaflets that they distributed through universities to rally some camaraderie for good-hearted resistance, intellectual, moral, substance resistance to the treachery and the horrors of the Third Reich and the overreach of government and tyranny. So in any case, in honor to them, as an homage, I've named the show after them. My resistance has also not been of a military nature. I am trying to rally the good-natured citizens of my state, my country, and the world to respond with character, with honor, with love, with kindness, with compassion, yet with forthright resolve and fortitude against this overreach by the small cabal of controllers, of robber barons that are, they put it into high gear. I guess you can't help noticing lately. So here we are. There's more of us than they want us to know about, and we are here, and we are awake and aware to varying degrees. We are informed and engaged. And on that note, I have got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour that I am absolutely thrilled to be able to bring to you. She is Idaho State Representative in the legislature. Her name is Heather Scott. And Heather Scott is one of those rare individuals that stands on principle, that does not go along to get along. The last time I felt good about a politician might have been either Ron Paul or Cynthia McKinney. And I was living in another state. I was in the Southwest, desert Southwest. And the COVID nonsense had rolled out. It was basically late March, maybe. And I came across a newsletter that Heather Scott had written. And I was so inspired to hear her confidence, her enthusiasm, her kindness, her fortitude in standing against tyranny, in standing against the overreach of these vermin that are trying to move the country into a very, very bad place. It's good for them. It's good for the tiny few awful people, predators, basically, at the top of the totem pole. They place themselves there. They don't deserve to be there, but they feel they're our betters, which we know they're just misfits, masquerading as royalty, and they're not. But she stood up to them in this newsletter, and I was so empowered and so encouraged. I called a friend of mine. I said, you got to check this out. There's this woman, Heather Scott, in Idaho, and she's amazing. And he looked into it. He moved to Idaho. I looked into it. I moved to Idaho. I've met a bunch of great people here, but I've been asked to point out that this is not a place you want to come to. It's cold. There's already too many people here. And in any case, there are pockets of resistance all over the country. Northern California has tried and is in the process of becoming its own state, the state of Jefferson. It came very close right before Pearl Harbor. But some of the southern counties in Oregon and the northern counties there in California have actually gotten their county reps to sign them on to the next phase of moving into becoming their own state. It's it's a big task, but they're looking to do it. They feel they're not getting represented. In the California case, they're not being represented in Sacramento. They're rural, and there are more representatives from the big cities, and they're not being treated fairly by the federal government or the state government, if you can believe that. There are also pockets of resistance elsewhere in the country. There is, for example, the New Hampshire Free State Project, and there are thousands of people, apparently, moving to the great state of New Hampshire and living, from what I read and from what I've heard, and I'm not as well-versed on this as I should be, basically as libertarians and trying to empower and enact the principles in the Constitution there. And, of course, here in the inland Northwest, Montana, northern Idaho, parts of Washington, there are people that just are not really tending to want to go along with this nonsense that has become pervasive in places like New York, Southern California, and Portland, Oregon. So it's nice to be here. There are wonderful people here. Heather Scott is here. I've met a bunch of great people here. I've got a shout out real quick to some of them, some of the people that helped get me here. People that I've learned from along the way, people like David Icke, people like Gary Allen, who wrote the book None Dare Call It Conspiracy in 1972. If you have not read None Dare Call It Conspiracy, it's a classic. It talks very candidly, very soberly, and very eloquently about the insiders in the banking cabals that represent these predator class misfits at the top of the totem pole that apparently feel that they have the right to rule over other people, which we know they don't. We're about to remind them that they don't. But this book is wonderful. It's a wonderful book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. And, of course, David Icke, the research he does, the insights he has, wonderful guy. He goes out there pretty far, but he's a solid guy. And there's also Whitney Webb. If you're not aware of Whitney Webb is a wonderful young woman who does solid research. Her website is called let me pull it up. I don't remember the exact name of it off the top of my head. It is right here, it's coming up as we speak. But in any case, Whitney Webb is wonderful. It's called Unlimited Hangout. And if you're not familiar with that term, a limited hangout is a term used by the intelligence communities where they'll put somebody out to supposedly look like a truth teller, but they'll actually only be telling part of the truth. It's a psychological operation. I believe Trump may have been that. There are several other people that may fall into the limited hangout operator modes. So Whitney Webb's website, Unlimited Hangout, is phenomenal. She does great research, and I wanted to make you aware of that. Unlimitedhangout.com is wonderful, and she's wonderful. So thank you, Whitney, if you ever listen to this. So that's it, folks. That's kind of why I brought us all together here, why you came in here, and I'm appreciating you being here, is to kind of point out some of these things that we share and some of the great work that's being done in pointing out what's going on and the degree to which we're being conspired against. There's no other way to really say it. Right now, I have got 4:08. We're coming up on a break. I think what I'm going to do is get into a little bit of some basics before we get ready to go to the break here. I talked a little last time, and I'll talk some more this time, about something very important to me, and I think to us, is something that's been hidden from us through our education system. It's been basically removed from it. It's been occulted, basically. It's become part of the occult knowledge base, which just means hidden. And I'm going to unoccult it here for you on my unprogram. It's not radio programming, it's unprogramming. So what this is, basically, is a couple of things that I'm really appreciative of learning about. Two of the factors involved in this realm of hidden knowledge. One is the trivium, and the second is natural law. Now, the trivium, as the name implies, is the three first components of the seven liberal or liberating arts. And it basically teaches us how to learn. It basically is a formula going back all the way to the days of Plato and Aristotle, of how to formulate valid understandings and valid knowledge base, a valid way to communicate to the people around you what you've learned, help each other grow. It's pretty basic, but it's actually been perverted by these people that want to control society. And the best way to control society is to wield a knowledge differential. So what they do is they keep us in the aggregate from really learning what's going on, and they do this by taking the trivium, which is the three components of the trivium are grammar, logic, and rhetoric. Those are the more classic official names for them, grammar, logic, and rhetoric. You could think of them as, in a computer sense, for our biocomputer brain, as data, processing, and output. So they need to be done in order. With a computer, you can't start with output. You have to start with data and then enter it into a processing system, and then you get good output. It works the same with us. And what they have done, the powers that shouldn't be, is they have popularized using our minds backwards and firewalling off good information. Basically, they've installed a virus into society through media. And the way they've done that is they have popularized the outcome or the rhetoric or the understandings. There's the third phase of the trivium, grammar, logic, and rhetoric, so that when people accept a story that's beaten into them by the media, whether it's their version of what happened, what they would want us to believe happened, to the JFK incident or on 9/11 or the Gulf of Tonkin or at Sandy Hook, or you take your pick, people then will resonate with their deception and then firewall off all information that does not fit with that narrative. And they've done a magical job of it, an evil, masterful job of doing exactly that. So what the trivium does is it helps us to gather data first, to open-mindedly look at source data if possible, to look at data and information open-mindedly without having a conclusion, whether it's you're meeting somebody new and ignoring what somebody has told you about them, whether it's going into a situation that you've been told is going to be one way, that you can trust somebody, you know, maybe you shouldn't, but going in open-mindedly and gathering your own data or learning how to use discernment to find who is free from conflict of interest, who is telling the truth, who is motivated to tell the truth, who is motivated to write a story, say, in a newspaper or put up a website that's not being funded by Monsanto, that's not being funded by, some snake selling snake oil. In any case, if we can learn to be open-minded and gather information in the trivia method and take that information and then go from grammar to logic and see how those pieces of information fit together without contradiction, because anything that's true will fit together with anything else that's true, then we can come up with the rhetoric, or we can take the components, the data, and use our processor, free from viruses, free from starting with a fraudulent conclusion, and come out with a wonderful understanding or knowledge base and wisdom that we can then impart to others and they can impart to us. So that's something that's been wonderful to find out, to learn how to not trust people that have a conflict of interest and to learn to find, it has not been easy, people that appreciate the truth and have character and integrity, like our guest coming up, Heather Stott, like Whitney Webb, like Gary Allen, like some of the other wonderful people that have helped me on this journey. I'm appreciative of that. So the trivium has allowed me, and hopefully will allow you, if you look into it, Mark Passio, his website is whatonearthishappening.com. He's the master. He's one of the masters of the trivium and natural law. He also has a great brand new domain and website, the One Great Work Network is the One Great Work Network. He has 40 content providers, all of which are vetted by him personally, and it's a great place to go to start this journey of gathering actual vetted data and wonderful opinions, people with a good sense of humor, people with a good heart and learning from them. That's been a wonderful journey for me. So that's the trivium, learning to use untainted, how to find and use untainted information, data, how to have a functional processor in my brain, not polluted by distortion and misinformation and fraudulent, rhetoric. And that's it. You know, grammar, logic, rhetoric, good data, good processing, valid output, the wisdom and understanding that can be communicated. And of course, there's the need to just always realize for me that I don't know everything and I'm going to learn new stuff tomorrow. And I need to learn how to say, you know what? I was wrong. I have a better understanding today because I've allowed myself to take in some new information and I've allowed myself to be wrong. So that's something that I never enjoy doing. My ego doesn't like admitting I'm wrong, but it's been helpful. It's been really helpful. It's been a fun journey that I'm on and hopefully will be for quite some time. So I've got 4:16. We've got another 4 minutes, and then we're going to go to break and come back for a very short segment, and then we'll have Heather Scott for you. Now, the other part of this little hidden group of important things is natural law. Mark Passio is also wonderful at describing natural law and teaching natural law. And basically what it is, it's referred to as karma, as God's law. It's hinted about in The Secret. And it has to do with when we align ourselves with being good people, not hurting other people, not initiating harm, not stealing, not willfully lying, not getting ahead at somebody else's expense. It creates better things in our lives. It manifests a good life for us and in the aggregate of our community if we're trying to live morally and with character. It definitely makes for a freer, better society and country. And the flip side of that is when we're lured off into immorality and materialism as we have been, and we've been led down this path. It's not all inherently part of our nature. It's been nurtured. And we manifest an unfree slavery system that we're facing down here now. So we will rise up and we will overcome it. We will manifest a better world now that we can see clearly what we're up against. There's a lot of us waking up and a lot of us embracing integrity and morality and our better selves. And I'm working on being one of those right this very moment. So thanks for being here with me. So I have 4:18. Before we go to break, maybe I will point out here that we have before us somebody who's willing to put out newsletters every month. Heather Scott is putting out some wonderful information. If you get a chance after the show, go to, she's got a couple of different websites here, one of which is legislature.idaho.gov, and Heather Scott has a page there. Another one is voteheatherscott.com, and you can pull up her newsletters. The one that inspired me to move across the country into the frozen north is there. There's a new one that I'm going to go over with Heather when she comes on called 110 Things You Can Do Now by Rep. Heather Scott. It's how we can get involved and how we can be the change we want to see in the world. And I'm so happy to have her coming on. It is absolutely an honor. So we're going to talk about the things that we can hopefully expect government to do to help rectify the problems that government has caused. There are some good people in there. And we're going to talk about the things that we can do just as a people, building better communities and coming together and supporting each other, being, honest, unselfish, kind, loving, tolerant, all that good stuff. So stick around, please. I hope you do. We're going to take a break and come back with Idaho State Rep. Heather Scott. Again, this is Stuart Howe, Republic Broadcasting Network, with the White Rose Resistance Hour, and we'll see you on the other side of the break.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Please view, like, and subscribe to our YouTube channel, Stop Terrorism. Please contact us if you or anyone you know who wants to be on our show at thetruthpharmacy@gmail.com. Keep it real. Take the red pill.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Natalie Merchant, you gotta love her. Yeah, you are touched by something that will grow and bloom in you, as are we all. And if you're here, you may be just a little bit further along that path than most people. And I hope you're feeling it. I hope you're feeling the love, and I hope you're feeling the togetherness and the camaraderie, the solidarity that is there. You know, it's trying to be denied by those talking heads in media. They want us to think there's just a few of us and that we're facing something horrible and awful, and that the world is full of gloom and doom, and this god-awful vaccine will save us from a life of masks and lockdowns. And, you know, I just have to turn that stuff off. I just can't even absorb the negativity. I don't believe much of any of it. There's no reason to, really, other than if you just need to believe a con artist. And apparently a lot of people do. But I don't think we do, because look where we are. We're here. We're not there. We're not over there with them. We're here together. And, yeah, it's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing that we're here. So there's a lot going on. Let's see, what can I point to? I want to point to the importance of keeping a sense of humor. It is just imperative. If you're not familiar with Benny Wills, he has a website and a YouTube channel. His YouTube channel is BennyWills.com. He does a meme show every Monday called Meme Monday. He also does headline news in the funniest way. I mean, if there's a way to laugh at this stuff, Benny is the master pointing it out. He does a news show on Wednesday mornings, I believe. I watched it twice. I think it's Wednesday at 9:30. It's called BenNN. It's like, his logo is like CNN, but it's BenNN. And Benny is up here. He's an amazing guy. I met him and his lovely wife before. He was his lovely wife before they were a family down in Oceanside a couple of years ago. Mac Egan was down there, and I've been following his work a little bit. So if you like a good laugh, you need a good laugh, you know, it's magical elixir for the soul. It's available for you Monday night at BennyWills.com and on YouTube, Benny Wills, Mean Monday, and Joy Camp. He has a YouTube channel called Joy Camp. It pokes fun at conspiracy theory guys, and it's hilarious. Benny is a gem. If you haven't been there yet, check that out. So it looks like, you know, we are up against a global rollout of a pretty nasty, ridiculous, over-the-top con artistry, high-tech overlay BS system. And there's a lot of people that just aren't buying it. I'm not one of them. I'm not one of the people that are buying this COVID nonsense. And I feel bad. Don't get me wrong. I feel bad for the people that are sick and even dying of this year's pneumonia flu. I don't know if it's engineered in a lab or if it's even existing at all. I haven't seen that it's actually been isolated. I haven't seen that it's passed Koch's postulate, which is apparently the medical test for whether something is actually a disease, if it's a communicable virus. I haven't seen evidence of that, but every year people get sick and die of pneumonia and the flu, and I feel bad for them. But you know what? Locking down the world over something with a mortality rate of 99.7% of people, even in my age bracket, I'm not 20 anymore, recover from it. So something with such a tiny percentage of lethality, to lock down the world, you know, have people stay in their homes, wear masks, social distance, all these just crazy, tyrannical social control, slave training modalities they're rolling out over basically what amounts to a bad flu or some pneumonia or some overblown this year's cold is just, I can't believe people are buying it to the level that they are. And it's really sad to see people this gullible and this ignorant. I'll just say it what it is. These people are ignorant. It's even worse than ignorance. It's willful ignorance. They have chosen to ignore the obvious nature of a lot of this, you know. Whether it's the Kennedy assassination, 9/11, or this non-pandemic. I mean, it doesn't even come close to meeting the definition of a pandemic. You know, we don't see bodies piled up in the streets. If we weren't watching the news, nobody would even know it exists. And again, I feel bad for the people that are sick, but let's not overreact to the flu. Strongly recommend not overreacting to the flu. So that's me ranting a little bit. I'm going to go into another break here. And I'm going to come back hopefully with Heather Scott for you guys. You'll love her. She's wonderful. And there's been enough ranting from me, so hopefully we can hear some great words of encouragement from Heather Scott. On the other side of this next break, thanks again. This is Stuart Howe with White Rose Resistance Hour.
Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We have a special promotion going on at Republic Broadcasting. This is a fundraiser for Republic Broadcasting involving the Energy Planner. Mail me a postcard. My address is at my website at thelibertyman.com. We pick a postcard every other Thursday. When your postcard is drawn out, you get to buy an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285, $70 discount. $200 goes to Republic Broadcasting. You also get a 10% discount on my mattress pads. So get those postcards in, put your name, your telephone number, your email address on there, and when your postcard is drawn, you get to get an Energy Planner for $215 instead of $285. Mattress pads, 10% off. Help us out at Republic Broadcasting and help yourself to get an Energy Planner at a deep discount. It's a win-win situation for everybody. We hope you can get these postcards in soon. Thank you very much.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast two-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Meanwhile, back in the year one, when you belonged to no one, you didn't stand a chance, son, if your plans were undone, 'cause you were bred for humanity and sold to society. One day you'll wake up in the present day. A million generations.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the White Rose Resistance Hour. I'm Stuart Howe, and I have with us one of the most wonderful women in the world, Idaho State Representative Heather Scott. Heather, did you make it on the show okay today?
I am here. Thanks for having me on, Stuart.
Hey, my pleasure. You know, you were such an inspiration. I packed up and moved across nine states, more or less, and I am not disappointed. This is a beautiful place. And can you tell our listeners a little bit about what you've been so busy with down in Boise lately?
Fighting the machine. That's all I think you do down here in Boise. Session started the second week of January, January 11th, and we've been down here going through, we're done with 5 weeks, and nothing has been done to help the citizens address this emergency, which is really frustrating. But you're always just fighting the executive branch and the cabal who works with the executive branch to push back against citizens. So constant battle, constant battle.
Yeah, no doubt. And it seems to be an orchestrated thing across the country where the governors have all been sent to the same grooming camp or finishing school to toe the line for this federal rollout, which is in itself just a component of a global rollout. Does there seem to be a lockstep with governors across the country that are fronting this agenda?
Absolutely. They are. So the governors of all the states are part of the National Governors Association. And then they also join Eastern Governors Association, Western Governors Association. And guess who happens to be a partner with the World Economic Forum in the Great Reset Plan? The National Governors Association. So for those listeners of yours that are wondering how this all seems so orchestrated, it is the leadership of the states, the governors of each state, who are in lockstep with the National Governors Association and the World Economic Forum.
Wow. Yeah, that does make a lot of sense because we're seeing such an orchestrated rollout. Now, this National Governors Organization, I wonder if they are a front group for somebody like the Council on Foreign Relations or some of the global World Health Organization, Bill Gates, Klaus Schwab, banking cabal, sort of mucky-mucks.
Well, it's an easy way to get to each state. And I'll tell you what the saddest part of all of it is. Each state is paying for membership for their governor to be part of this cabal out of your taxpayer dollars. So Idaho,
wow.
I'd have to look it up, but I think it's around $60,000 a year in membership fees to basically join the club of governors who are working with the World Economic Forum to orchestrate this diabolical plan on the country.
Lovely, lovely. So we're paying basically for our own, an attempt that they're attempting to enslave us with our own money and through our own infrastructure. That makes it even more
yes,
fun,
sir.
Of course.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we have a solution,
sir.
I think, by acting locally. You know, you've pointed out, and Chris Ann Hall, who you're probably aware of, constitutional attorney, has pointed out that they can only get away with it if we do it to ourselves at the local level. And I am so appreciative of you being in there swinging away at the governor's machinations while encouraging people to act locally to take care of their own cities, counties, and more local realms. And one of the things that impressed me most that I have in front of me right now is a printout of your newsletter of 110 ways citizens can make a difference in Idaho now. And I think it probably applies to every state and in some ways every town, village in the world. You did this, it looks like, in September, the end of September, and I've got it in front of me, and I got to tell you, it is absolutely amazing because it is basically some real-world suggestions that take the mystery and the disconnect out of government versus we the people. Number one on here is understand where your rights come from, what they are, what the word unalienable means, and be able to explain this to another person. That is so important, that foundationally. I'm so glad you put that first because our rights, of course, don't come from government. They are inherent. They are a part of our natural gift, and we need to know that so that we can proceed on to defending the rest of our sovereignty.
Well, yes, I put that list together, and you know, it didn't take me very long. Just off the top of my head, I think I had 80-some ideas. I just kept jotting them down, and the list kept getting longer and longer, and finally I stopped. It's not a comprehensive list. It is not in any particular order, but it is random things that you can do and ways that you can get involved that you might not even know you can get involved. And I have that posted on my website for those listeners that don't have it in front of them or want to download it. It's at repheatherscott.com. And I think one of the most important things on there, and I'm not sure, I don't have the list in front of me, but one of the most important things is to get your house in order. Get your family organized and in order. Get your finances in order. Get out of debt. Get your kids out of school. Kind of get rid of your extra stuff and get your household to a well-functioning machine. That's really critical that we start in our homes, because that's where it all starts, at the family level.
Yeah, I've got the list in front of me. Look at number 32, get out of debt and stay out of debt. Live within your means, organize. You know, there's just some, no matter where you live, I recommend everybody. I can't tell you how encouraging this is to see this. Again, it's at repheatherstott.com, and you can pull up all of her newsletters here. The second one listed is this 110 Ways. There's just such marvelous stuff on here. Number 11, be educated about your local politics, because these issues impact your life much more than national issues. That is so key. I mean, if when I just turned off my television and stopped watching CNN, you know, basically, which is quite a while ago, but I've had to recommit to turning it off. It seems like a lot of the problems of the world just vanished just from doing that, and getting my focus on my local area has made a huge impact. I mean, I'm focusing on positive things now. I'm focusing on the wonderful people in my neighborhood and, you know, the great things going on locally, and I'm not focusing on the problem. And this list is astounding in that it shows some really just basic, almost common sense, lovely things we can do. Number 34, read your state constitution. I've acquired a copy of it. Let's see. Treat everyone as an... Oh, this is just invaluable. Number 44, treat everyone as an individual. Don't stereotype or group people. Because I can look at, you know, say, lefties, or, you know, look at people that would be defined as liberals or millennials, and just cast a wide net that they're the problem when they're not. A lot of them are misguided as well, and I don't want to hate on them just because they've been, you know, taught by the media to hate on, you know, older white Republican conservative folks, which I guess I'd be put in that camp. I never would, you know, put a label on myself, but they seem to be liking to label everybody these days.
Absolutely, Stuart. We need to build community networks with our neighbors. We need food and bartering networks. We need to know our neighbors, and it doesn't matter what their political affiliation is. We need to start looking at each other as Idahoans and Americans, and forget this political nonsense. I mean, the politics to keep people fighting back and forth is just a distraction while government continues to violate our God-given rights. So that is a really important one, building our communities. Stop focusing
absolutely
on that TV.
Well said. Yeah, because, you know, at the end of the day, we all want to have a healthy environment. We all want our, you know, kids and the children in our neighborhood to be safe and have a healthy place to grow up. We all want unpolluted rivers and lakes. You know, we all want to have our neighbors smile and, you know, be helpful to each other. And that transcends all of these divide and conquer tactics that they're trying to use on us. And, you know, we, I believe, are seeing the need to build a parallel infrastructure, if you will, with, just like you said, starting with our families and then our neighbors, and certainly Ammon Bundy and peoplesrights.org is moving in this direction of getting to know your neighbors, you know, getting to have ways to communicate with, you know, ham radios if the phones go down, if there's a blizzard or something happens, getting to find ways to distribute food, have alternate methods for, you know, distributing goods and services, bartering, like you mentioned. And I just love this idea of, hey, you know what? They've got control over the means of distribution and the central banks, but we don't need them. We're used to them, and they make things more convenient sometimes. But, you know, certainly I like what you're saying about getting to know our neighbors and getting to build community and family, and then having that stretch out to a larger community and our state, so that we're not dependent on these things. We're not dependent on media. We're not dependent on their energy as much if we, you know, have the ability to, you know, have our wood-burning stoves going, or have you know, just other things so we're not as dependent on this government, so they can't coerce us into taking vaccines and whatever it is they're trying to coerce us to do that week?
Absolutely. You know, once you've kind of got your family and your community networks built up, then I think you can start looking at politics. And I, you know, stop focusing. I guess the big thing is stop focusing on that federal level. Figure out who represents you at your local level, if you're in city limits, if you're in county. Figure out who your fire commissioners are and your library boards. I always tell people that a good way to start is pull out your tax assessment. Go pull out your tax assessment. That's where they are sending your money to whatever jurisdictional government or taxing districts you are in. So there might be a fire taxing district, a water district, a hospital district. That's where your money's going. And if you don't know who are on the boards making the decisions on how to spend your money, that's a really good place to start. You know where your county money goes, your county commissioners. You should be going to those meetings. Most people don't even know how many county commissioners they have. So, but that's ultimately an important and easy way to find out, you know, to start to get to know who the players are.
Absolutely. And you know what I would point out, because I've just made that journey recently, inspired in no small part by you, I've been to city council meetings, I've met the mayor, I've given the mayor information, I've been to school board meetings, and you can pull up this information online and go and see who these people are, and, you know, you can smell the conflict of interest. You can smell the money that they're taking in and the fact that they're really not all working for us to the degree that they would have us believe, and it's empowering. I mean, you know, it's nice to go to a movie or something, you know, once in a while, but to get out to see your local government in action is really kind of fun. And most people, you know, wouldn't think it is, but, you know, that's where our money's going. And it's something we can go and do, you know, for free and for fun and get involved. And I would encourage everybody to do exactly what you have just described, because it is really empowering and fun to be informed and engaged and be able to, you know, enact one of the things that you put in your list here, basically to call these guys on their BS. Number 89, push back on government overreach and do not submit to tyranny. You know, it's like, that is a sport. You know, if you miss whatever sport you used to be into, take up activism. It's like really, it's a lot of fun, because you'll meet the best people you could ever hope to know, and you'll be actually in the arena on the playing field instead of on the sidelines complaining.
Yeah, well, we are in a representative government, and you need to make sure that the people that are representing you are actually representing your interest. And a lot of people in office in all levels they're not representing your interest. They're representing their own interest or the interest of a government that maybe you, like a tyrannical government. And so that's where you have, you know, that is what is missing in our republic is the citizens. There's just no voice of the citizens, because we're all checked out. We want to live our lives and be left alone. And you can't do that in a representative government, or you're going to turn communist, which is where we're headed.
Yeah, amen. Well, I think enough of us are waking up that we can get back in the game here. Certainly parts of the country are ahead of other parts, which is one of the reasons I'm here, because Idaho seems to be leading the country, one of the places that's leading the country in resisting peaceably and basically putting a lion's den, saying, no, this is ridiculous. We're just not going to go along with that. We have constitutional sheriffs here. I know there's one here in Bonner County. There's one just appointed down in Coeur d'Alene. We have you here. We have a lot of people that won't put these ridiculous masks on. And I'm just so in love with that. I'm so proud of my fellow, you know, the humanity that's left that's willing to, you know, take a stand. And I just would encourage everybody to be emboldened by this, become more of a part of it, because this is an exciting time, and we're definitely on the winning team. We're definitely in for an exciting Well, basically, I would put it as we are mounting a counter coup against the people that have usurped the reins of our government that are masquerading as legitimate government. And the last point I'd like to make with you on the air is we need to really take the high ground and don't let them categorize us as rebellious and against the government. We are the government. We are we the people. All their power is derived from us, all legitimate power, and they don't have any more even air of legitimacy after the stolen election and after this BS. And I just would encourage everybody to remain vigilant, as you say, and to remember that we are taking back our country. It is our country, and these people are criminal cabal that has been a coup, just taken over our country. So, Heather Scott, I love you. I'm so happy that you came on, and I appreciate you, and you're welcome to come on anytime you like.
Thank you, Stuart.
Great. Well, thank you so much. Have a great evening. Folks, there she goes, Heather Scott. Please check out her work. We're going to go to break here, and I'm Stuart Howe. I'll be back in a few minutes with the end of our show.
Buyers, or are you just too busy to sell your property? Don't worry. We have the right solution for you. We buy properties as is, with cash, close in 30 days, and pay all closing costs. Our service is ideal for property owners who are in pre-foreclosure, have high-end repair costs, experiencing financial hardship, going through costly divorces, are relocating, need cash for retirement, suffering family loss, or have tax liens. Whatever your situation may be, we can help you sell your property and get the money you need. If you own a single-family home or multiple family units, call us for a free consultation at 888-910-1037. That's 888-910-1037. Or visit our website at cashingproperty.com. That's cashingproperty.com. Sell your property fast and leave all your worries behind.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head. Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Right. Welcome back from break, everybody. Again, this is Stuart Howe on Republic Broadcast Network. Thank you for joining me for the White Rose Resistance Hour. That was Representative Heather Scott, and she was wonderful. I was so happy to have her on with us to chat about some of the things that she's doing and some of the things she's encouraging us to do for ourselves here and everywhere in the country. And, yeah, what can I say? I'm so happy that we have some good people in government, and we have a lot of good people in our communities banding together to make the world a better place. We're learning together. We're learning to trust each other and not the media. We're learning to be of good cheer, to appreciate family, as Heather said, and appreciate our neighbors. Appreciate the smile from a stranger, you know, just not wearing a mask. You know, the ability to gather and synergize, you know, to talk and get together at a town square that's been taken from us. For good reason, they're afraid of that, folks. They don't want us talking about what criminal con artists they are in government and how we need to band together and do something, take our country back, take the world back. But we are in the process of doing exactly that. We're doing exactly that, and we are farther along with that than they would have us know. The fact that you're here listening to me tells me that you appreciate that. There are pockets of good-hearted people ignoring the criminal crime syndicate and their media outlets, their mockingbirds, all over the world. You know, it's great to be able to search for videos of people, large groups of resistance in Europe, large groups of resistance all around the world. And, you know, we are the majority. We are the good people of the world. And as soon as this small, tiny percentage of parasites figures out that it's game over for them, hopefully they'll, you know, scamper off to their deep underground bases and leave us alone. Otherwise, we will probably have to do something extreme to defensively free ourselves from their murderous onslaught of many, many decades long. But, you know, we're rallying in defense of free humanity here. So thank you for joining me and being part of that. Got a few minutes left here, and I'm not really exactly sure where to go. I've got 4:57. I'm going to be on with you for another 2 minutes. And I guess what I'd like to really drive home is that when we embrace things like natural law, and please go and check out Mark Passio and his One Great Work Network and whatonearthishappening.com, when we live in that goodness and just lean towards our better selves to be good people, to be honest, to succeed along with other people, not at the expense of other people, all good things, all thoughts and deeds flow from the knowledge and principles that we gain when we're living in harmony with natural law and utilizing the trivium to know the truth. So thank you, folks. I love you. I'm glad you're here with me every week. Please invite your friends. Come on back. I'd like to thank Republic Broadcasting Network for trusting me, giving me a radio show. My Lord, this is such a blessing. This has been the White Rose Resistance Hour with Stuart Howe. Thank you. Have a great week.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. Owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.